You're listening to a Get Serial podcast.
You just heard Dance With Me by Sophian, a Boolu / Perth-based indie rock band, and they'll be performing in St Kilda on Thursday, the 21st of March. So if you like what you heard, you want to hear some more of their music, definitely check them out. I have been dancing with them all weekend.
Ooh.
And before that, it was Siobhan Cochin were Too Good To Be True, which, you know what, A, it is too good to be true, and B, it's part of the Sunday Sweet 16. So go check out more of their amazing playlists if you like what you heard.
Definitely do that. But, you know, I'm going to ask you a question, Annabelle. Did you know on Saturday night, a 27-year-old Adelaide-born woman sold out Optus Stadium?
I did not know.
Well, so Saturday night, Rhea Ripley, also known by her real name as Demi Bennett, sold out the show. So Rhea Ripley is an Adelaide-born female wrestler. Now, look, I know 1,000 people out here are listening going, wrestling? Ew, what the heck? Hold on. The women's wrestling movement has been incredible. They have gone from the side attraction that we're getting. Look, they were getting things like bra and panties matches, which is exactly what you'd think they were.
I'm scrunching up my face right now.
But now, and I'm so happy this has changed, they are treated so well. And we saw, honestly, maybe the most amazing homecoming we've ever seen for anyone in this industry on Saturday. Rhea Ripley returned home to Australia and sold out an arena pretty much on her own back, which is impressive considering that it was sold out very early. And there are estimates saying she might have rivaled Taylor Swift if she was at the MCG, which is also pretty cool. So her story is just impressive because she grew up here trying to get into the industry when the women's industry for wrestling just did not exist down here. She had to go up to the UK to try and get anywhere, got signed, and then ever since, she has improved and improved and improved, and she has brought other Aussies into the fold, specifically names like Indy Hartwell, who grew up in Melbourne, Buddy Matthews, her now partner, who grew up literally around the corner from where I live. There is Bronson Reed, another Melbourne name, who, fun fact, there is actually a poster of him from his indie days in the Sin offices, and also a former high school teacher in Grayson Waller, who is Sydney-born. All these Australian wrestlers are starting to come out of the woodwork, and really, it's kind of, I don't want to say it's all off the back of Rhea Ripley, but she's opening the door for it. She is the most interesting thing coming out of it. She is a complete badass. She is so cool, and like, if you're sitting here going, who is she, what is she, go check her out. Two reasons. One, like, looks-wise, her outfits, fantastic. Her makeup, fantastic constantly. And then what she can actually do is breathtaking, and her storytelling amazing. For a bad guy to get such a huge pop, which is a cheer, that there was actually calls of gunfire in Perth that night.
Oh my gosh.
Like, you should probably check this out and see why everyone in Perth, why I was so desperate to go down, but obviously, it's a bit of a travel to Perth on short notice.
It's a little bit of a trek. Yeah.
Go check him out. Like, Rhea has done such an amazing job, and what she's doing still is incredible. She has put both women on the map in an industry that was kind of, I know it is, very misogynistic for a very long time, and changed that completely. She's also put Australia on the map, and look, if you're not checking it out, go check it out. Don't, you know, beat around the bush and say, no, but it's wrestling. It's predetermined, whatever. Go check it out. It's so good. Go check it out. Here is her theme. It is Demons in Your Dreams by Motionless in White, who is an Aussie band. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin. You just heard two wonderful songs. They were Get Me Out of Here by Ricky Orbeck, and before that was Demon in Your Dreams by Motionless in White, the theme song for the wonderful Rhea Ripley. But we're going to talk about something that is kind of also wonderful. So today is one of those wacky international days. Every day has one, and everything has one, really. Fairy Tale Day.
Specifically, Tell a Fairy Tale Day. Oh. I like that the tell is in it. It's not just fairy tale. It's specifically tell them, which I enjoy.
There's a challenge for today. Tell someone a fairy tale.
Exactly. I want to ask, what's your favourite fairy tale?
Oh, it's tricky, isn't it?
There's a lot of options.
I think my mind is going to say either Rapunzel or the Three Pigs.
Can I ask, with Rapunzel, is that the original fairy tale where the prince goes blind from falling in the bush? Or is it the nicer version?
It's the Disney version.
The Disney version. Because I feel like a lot of fairy tales are brutal.
Oh, they definitely are.
They're for adults, and they are brutal. But I thought, in honour of Tell a Fairy Tale Day, we should find out what fairy tale get cereal is.
Definitely. I'm going to say that, just on a whim, I reckon we are...
I know exactly what we are.
Go on.
Goldilocks, because of all the bowls of porridge.
That's a good call.
That's my guess.
Darcy, are you listening? Hi.
Darcy, we miss you. We love you. But now, we are going to answer what fairy tale. That's the word I'm looking for.
You'll get that.
We are. So, Bianca, pick something to go on your head. A hoodie, with the hood up specifically. A crooked stovetop hat, a red peak cap, or no hats. They mess with my hair.
So I'm actually of the mindset that I hate wearing a hat because it messes up my hair. I get bad hat hair.
Beautiful. Who gives the best birthday presents? Ooh. Your grandma, your dad, your friends? Well, you steal all your birthday presents, so who cares where they come from?
Well, okay, we're not stealing. We'll get cereal. We are fun and wonderful. And look, we don't really have parents as Get Cereal.
Get Cereal just kind of appeared one day.
We do have plenty of friends. So I reckon friends.
What would you rather? Have magic powers, but nobody likes you? Couldn't be us. Everyone loves us.
Everyone loves us.
Look amazing all the time, but have really annoying friends? Have really nice clothes, but bad eyesight? Or have a cool dad, but be rubbish at dancing?
Well, we did just establish we don't have a dad, so...
Maybe you would want one. Sin's kind of our dad. You know what? I'm going to step in. I'm going to say have a cool dad, but be rubbish at dancing. Because I think you don't have to be good at dancing. A lot of people
don't. We are struggling at TikTok, so...
There you go. You know what? Maybe if we were even worse at dancing, people would follow us.
Exactly. You should follow us, though.
Okay, you're walking through the forest, and a talking badger asks you for directions. What do you do? Tell him the wrong directions? Seems mean.
Why would we do that?
For no reason. Offer to take him wherever he wants to go. Point him in the right direction and then get back to what you were doing, or try to trick him into giving you all his money.
He's not going to have money. He is a badger.
I love how we're just trying to scam a poor badger who's lost.
Who is this mean? Surely we point him in the right direction.
Okay, so we're not going to take him, right?
I'm taking him on a whole adventure.
True.
But I think we can give him the directions. We're busy doing this. We're busy in here.
True. Okay, pick a snack. Apples. Biscuits. I like the way this one's phrased. Some kind of healthy salad. Any salad as long as it's healthy. Or pickled fish fingers.
I'm gonna let you choose here.
You know, I'm boring. I love a salad. I'm such a salad girly.
I'm down with a salad. Love a chicken Caesar.
And now... Hang
big
on.
Big question.
There was a weird question thrown in the middle that we don't even need. It's just a poll.
I have one of those ad questions.
And now a charming prince asks you to look after his horse while he takes his outfit to the dry cleaners. I like how the prince doesn't have anyone who can do that for him. You can't really be bothered and don't like the prince very much. What do you do? Tell him you're busy and you can't do it. Sorry. Just help him out. He won't be long. Charge him a fiver for your time. Or eat his horse and chase him down the road. I'm pro not eating the horse.
I'm not eating the horse. I was going to say, this sounds like the plot to a Christmas movie, a really bad Christmas movie, and I'm all for it. I want to say let's go ahead with the Christmas movie story and help him, but we'll be begrudging about it. You know,
okay.
We're busy. We've got things to do.
Exactly. Enemies to lovers.
Exactly.
There you go. And now we've got three more. What do you think about Cinderella? She seems nice. She's totally overrated as a fairy tale character. You met her once and she was very polite. Or is she the one with the dwarves?
My initial thought was, yeah, she's all right.
She seems nice.
Yeah, she seems right. You know, no complaints.
She's all good.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, what do you think about football? I'm actually a professional footballer right now. We're actually playing football as we're doing this. You like it. It's a bit boring. Or the best thing about football is popping all the balls with knitting needles, which I don't know if they would be strong enough.
Pretty strong knitting. Weak balls.
Yeah. What do you reckon? What's your football thoughts?
See, the question here is it soccer or AFL? If it's AFL, I love it.
Look, I think it is soccer, but in that case, it can be AFL.
I'm going to say I like it because the women's soccer in Australia with the Matildas, I love watching them every year.
Beautiful. So I'm going to say I like it. And two last questions. What's your favourite thing about yourself? Your hair, your family, your huge muscles, or your sense of humour?
Surely it's our Sin family.
True. Let's say Sin family. That's a very lovely answer. And for our final question, do you get on well with other fairy tale characters? Yes, they all love you, all of them. Which feels threatening. Doesn't actually feel like they love you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You're a bit scared of some of them. They can get annoying when they don't leave you alone. Or no. Maybe it should be the scary loved one, because the rest are kind of negative. Or maybe we are a bit scared.
You know, I think we can be a bit scared of them. Some of them are a little bit strange.
Yeah, we need some other people to kind of volunteer at Get Serial to help us feel brave.
Yeah, we need to get over our fears.
Exactly. We're a bit scared of them. The answer is Rapunzel. That was not even rigged. Look at that. So Get Serial is the lovely Rapunzel with world-famous golden hair that we dangle out of castle windows. We're no pushover, though, and we regularly tell people to go away and leave us alone. How welcoming we are. It's not our fault, though, that everyone wants to marry us. And look, if you want to do the radio version of Marry Us and join the team, join the family, get to sin.org.au and get involved with Get Serial or one of our other beautiful shows. But yeah, that's National Tell a Fairy Tale Day. And go out, tell a fairy tale to someone you know.
Definitely. Well, we do have some other folks who are going to tell a fairy tale right now. So the Strokes are going to tell their fairy tale, Ode to the Mets by the Strokes. You're listening to Get Serial.
Sin Media acknowledges and pays respects to the people of the Woiwurrung and Boonwurrung language groups of the Eastern Kulin Nations, on whose unceded lands the Sin office and studio stand. We respectfully acknowledge their ancestors and elders, past, present and emerging. We extend this respect to the traditional custodians of the lands and waters where Sin content is produced, where Sin content reaches, and on which Sin partner organisations stand. Sovereignty has never been ceded, and no treaty has ever been signed. Always was and always will be Aboriginal land.
You are listening to Get Serial on Sin. It is roughly 9:10 and we just heard some wonderful songs. So we heard Wow by Logan, who is a Kiwi-born, Aussie-raised artist. Before that, we heard a song that Annabelle is going to pronounce because I will not get this right.
I want to apologise to any Welsh listeners who are tuning in. I really love this band, but their name is all entirely in Welsh, so I'm going to try the best I can. Please feel free to message us at Get Serial Sin if you can say it better, because I don't think this is going to be perfect. You heard Kelwir Golai Idi Karia by Kalbos Ross Botanog. So the title, Kelwir Golai Idi Karia, means Love is a Light Lie by Kalbos Ross Botanog, which is a folk band consisting of three brothers from Ross Botanog and accompanying musicians and singers. They experiment with country, folk and rock, mostly sing in Welsh, and they're releasing their sixth album on March 1st. They are such a great band. I've actually been just listening to them almost exclusively over the weekend.
I enjoyed what I heard too. It was really good.
They do really good stuff. I stumbled upon them and it's been like one of the best parts of my week finding them.
Ooh.
But before that, you heard a classic. You heard Ode to the Mets by The Strokes. So very varied genres over the past three songs.
Definitely. And you know what? Just a bit of a hint to people. Our studio right now actually got a little bit more varied when it comes to people. We have our special guest in. Sam, do you want to introduce yourself for us?
Hey everyone, I'm Samantha Fremont. I am the host of Earl Grey, a seasonal show on Sin. So this show happens 3 to 4pm on Tuesdays. So if you've got some time then, make sure you tune in.
Definitely check it out. We are going to be on it ourselves. So if you like our voices and you're a little unsure, we can tell you right now it's a really good show. But you should check it out anyway. But if you want to keep up to date with anything Get Serial, you can do so at Get Serial Sin on Instagram, Get Serial Sin on TikTok, where we have posted Sound Off the Alarms. And of course, if you want to keep up to date with any episodes you may have missed, you can check it out on our podcast realm at Sin, Get Serial Sin on Omni FM, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, and literally anywhere else where good podcasts can be found. If we're not there, it is not a good podcast platform. But we do have sometimes some more serious talks, and sometimes things do come up. So if you ever need some helplines, we have those available.
Okay, so starting off, we have Beyond's Blue. So you can reach Beyond Blue at 1300 224 636. Then there's Kids Helpline, 1-800-55-1800, and Q Life Helpline at 1-800-184-527.
Perfect. So those are all incredible resources. Definitely give them a call if you need to have a chat. There is no shame in reaching out. And yeah, they're a really good resource to go to and talk to.
Definitely. But something we're going to do is we're going to move into our next song. And look, if you thought the first half of the show was very folky, very relaxed, the second half of the show is a lot more funky. And I gotta say, I'm a bit biased here. I love the funk side of this. Here is Up Top by Busty and the Bass. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
You just heard the incredible Up Top by Busty and the Bass. It is such a fun way to kind of get into the second part of the show. And if you don't know Busty and the Bass, they are from Montreal. They've been making music since about 2011. And if you just want to have a fun start to your day, check out Busty and the Bass. We'll definitely be playing more of them
on the
show.
The funky vibe they bring, I am all four.
It's too good. But speaking of things that are too good, I'm really excited for this part because we are going to be talking to Sam today about an episode of Star Trek, Season 6, Episode 15, I believe it is. And I'm very curious to hear more because I don't know that much about Star Trek, but I want to get introduced. What's so good about this episode, Sam?
Okay, so first of all, this episode is from Star Trek Deep Space Nine. This is the series set on the space station Deep Space Nine. And in season 6, which is considered by a lot of fans to be like the best season of the show, we are in the middle of a war between the Federation, who I guess up until now you've kind of seen as the good guys. They're our team. You know, we are in this alliance of planets with the Vulcans and the Andorians and a bunch of other people. And we are fighting against the Dominion, who are invaders from the from through the wormhole near Deep Space Nine,
yeah,
and their allies in the Alpha Quadrant. And basically in this episode, Captain Sisko, who is the Federation commander of Deep Space Nine, hatches a plan with the resident former Cardassian spy on the station, Garak, to fabricate false information, like a false recording of a meeting, to try and convince the Romulans, who are Alpha Quadrant enemies of the Federation, to join the Federation in the fight against the Dominion.
Okay, so he's like trying to trick them onto joining his side.
Yeah.
I say, because I've seen a little bit of information talked about. I know that the Hollywood Reporter said that this was the number one episode of Star Trek Deep Space Nine, and someone did call it, what was it, a television masterpiece. So people really love it. And I saw that people were saying it brings up a really interesting question about ethics. Is that true? Is this like kind of an ethical dilemma, this episode?
Yeah. So essentially, as I was explaining to Bianca when we spoke last night, that I guess the core question of this episode is, do the ends justify the means?
Ooh.
In order to make this forged data rod seem legitimate, Garak implanted or planted explosives on the ship that the Romulans left Deep Space Nine on.
Yeah.
And set it to detonate after they had met with their Dominion friends. So then it looks like they had that they had gotten the data rod from the Dominion, and they were killed while trying to leave with the data rod.
Oh, okay. So he's completely framed them entirely.
Yeah.
That's an interesting one. There you go. Do you reckon, because I have to admit, I grew up on Star Wars. I know there is a big battle between Star Wars and Star Trek. Star Wars is just what I was introduced to. Do you reckon someone who knows nothing about Star Trek can kind of hop in from this episode?
Yeah, I think while there is a lot to catch up on, there's usually something in this episode that will kind of explain who everyone is, or you'll get the gist of it. Like Garak, for example, who is the former Cardassian spy, says, you know, refers to Cardassia as his homeland, you know, and they kind of set the scene of, like, you know, the situation that they're in at the very start of the episode. So, yeah, you should be all right to watch this.
Beautiful. Sums up. Because also something that's cool about this, I saw it came out in 1998, so it's 25. It is older than I am today and probably older than a lot of our listeners.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
So that's amazing. Does it have, like, special effects? Does the kind of, I assume there's action scenes.
Stand up. There's,
you know, sci-fi.
Actually, not really.
Not really.
It's more, again, because it's more about the ethical dilemma of the episode, the every, like, sort of action scene happens off camera. So there's a few murders. The most action we see is Captain Sisko punching Garak in the face. So
it's not so, like, heavy on the action. That's great. I saw, I could be wrong. I saw someone was saying that Sisko and Garak have really good chemistry together.
Yes.
Do you reckon that's true?
Yeah. They, this is also one of the first times we actually see them together, because usually we see Garak, who's friends with Julian Bashir, you know, and they've got this really great chemistry, but it's different to the one that Garak has. Like, these two would not usually cross paths unless it was absolutely necessary.
Yeah, so it sounds like a really exciting episode. I'd say I'm going to check it out because it's time for me to move past Star Wars. I love Star Wars, but I need to explore a new show, so I'm really excited. Thank you for talking with us about that today.
Yeah, I don't know about you, Annabelle. I think I'd be curious to, if you're down, Sam, maybe discuss a little bit later why people might be able to just jump into Star Trek in general, because I've definitely heard things through the grapevine everywhere that I should, and I've never really checked it out because I've kind of been on that Star Wars versus Star Trek type of thing, and I've kind of been like, I'm a Star Wars girl.
You can be.
But now, I feel like I'm just about there. I'm very close to checking it out, but we'll chat about that a little bit later. Instead, we're going to jump into another Canadian funk band. It is Honey Drip with OTF or On the Floor. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Get Serial. So you heard OTF, On the Floor by Honey Drip, and One Two by Two Touch. So we are going to talk about, like, our little, we're going to have our little segment, Am I the Bad Guy?
We are. If you haven't listened to Get Serial before, I would say we are professional judges. We are so good.
Our opinions are objectively correct.
It's actually, I heard one time that when we state an opinion, it actually becomes law. It's incredible. We have so much power.
Oh, yeah. Well, I was chatting to Elbo the last weekend
good
about this.
Elbo, yeah.
Good mates with him.
Beautiful. Well, you know, Elbo, if you're listening, keep on listening because we've got some ideas of what you should put in the next bit of legislature. So, am I the bad guy for not telling my boyfriend I won money 15 years ago? Straight off the bat, any opinions with no context?
Okay, so if it's a lottery thing, I maybe get it initially. But 15 years, it depends on how long the relationship is to me.
If they've been dating for like 25 years, you'd be like, why did you hide it?
Yeah. If it's maybe like, oh, but they've been dating for a year. Yeah, I get that.
Perfect. So let's go into it.
And are they married now?
Good question.
Exactly.
Well, I'll be reading it in first person, but this isn't my story. I don't know what I did wrong or even if what I did is wrong and I need some advice. I didn't want to post this on my real account because I'd like to be as anonymous as possible. My boyfriend, who's 35, and I, 35, were discussing finances as we wanted to be on the same page. My boyfriend moved in with me unexpectedly 3 months ago as his landlord decided to move into the property with his family. We were discussing finances and the topic of how I own my place came up. I explained that I won some money. Not a lot, but enough to be able to put myself through nursing school, purchase a home and have some savings back in 2009, and bought my place outright and then rented it out until I moved back into it in late 2018. Obviously, I had some luck on my side as this was right in the middle of the recession, so I got my place for real cheap. He says I deceived him by giving him the impression that I was financially well off and that I led him to believe I was more business savvy than I was.
Oh, God.
I don't know how I did that because I literally work as a nurse, make decent money, fully own my home, fully own my car, have decent retirement plans and decent savings. I'm fairly certain that I'm financially better off than most people I know. He says that he can't trust me anymore and that he was stupid to have listened to my financial advice. But the thing is, I never gave him any financial advice, except for telling him not to buy a car that was, in my opinion, unreliable and much too expensive. Did I deceive him by not telling him how I got myself financially stable? For your information, we have been dating for almost a year and a half. So there are some edits, but I just want to hear your thoughts first. Should she have told him?
No.
Just, I mean, it doesn't really matter at that point. It's 15 years ago. You've been dating for a year, not even 2 years. If it's 13 years beforehand, it does not matter. Like, I have it with my partner. Her past before she met me, obviously unless it's relevant, is her past, vice versa. And I feel like that's something that should happen, and people's pasts shouldn't be held against them, especially in a relationship, especially in a new relationship. And the whole, you know, I can't trust you with money anymore. But why were you using that as an example? It feels like you're being angry and putting something up for the sake of being angry.
She also, I'm interested to hear what you think, Sam, but the thing I find interesting is that a lot of lottery winners actually lose their money very fast. It's really, really hard to actually be responsible for your lottery earnings. Meanwhile, she has been really financially responsible. She's done everything right. So I don't see how her winning money and then utilizing it well makes her financially irresponsible. What are your thoughts, Sam?
Yeah, so she, as I see it, she didn't do anything wrong. She was being financially responsible. And if I were in the same position, I absolutely would be trying to buy a house or at the very least an apartment.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, a place to live. And yeah, and then the fact that she's got some savings set up means that, you know, she's thought about the bigger picture. And I think her boyfriend's, though, is, I guess he's, I always wonder what his job is, if he wants to look at her as the more financially, like, successful one. What is his job? And why does he, is he looking for financial security in this relationship?
That's a good question. I feel like,
yeah. If I may, sorry.
Of course.
A question to maybe raise there is he, because he's just been kicked out by the landlord, did he move in with her?
He moved in with her to her property. And
okay, Small thing that I learned ages ago, you don't crap where you eat. You do not, like, attack someone who is giving you living for something that is not their fault. That is a surefire way to end up on the street.
Well, that's the thing. It's a bit rich to be like, you know, you're not financially responsible as I live in your house, potentially rent-free, because she hasn't said anything about rent. It's an interesting one. Going into the edits, there are quite a few, so I might skim through them. And there's actually an update post as well.
Ooh.
But this is the information. Edit one. I just had another very weird conversation with him, and I honestly can't wrap my head around it. He's definitely a gold digger. He asked me how much I had in savings and seemed impressed with how much, and then said maybe he reacted too aggressively. Then he asked / told me that he still wants a car I advised him not to get. He hinted at me getting it for him as a birthday present since it's his birthday in early March. I'm definitely dumping him, going to wait till my two sisters and my two brothers-in-law can come over before I break up with him in case he reacts weirdly. Edit 2. He's jealous and also resentful. He's ranting about how he would have tripled the money if he had won it. Edit free. There are so many. This gets so deep. He's saying that my money is wasted on me because I don't make it make money. He sounds like a crypto bro, I'm going to be honest.
Yep.
Apparently, I should have been investing my savings in high-yielding stocks. For your information, I do get financial advice from a financial advisor I trust, but I'm risk-averse, so I never invest it in the manner this idiot is telling me. Sure, the chance to get a lot of money is there, but also is the chance to lose. Anyway, to sum up the next two ones, basically, she suggested that they take a break from the argument because she wanted to enjoy her few days off from work.
Fair enough.
And he is just being an absolute pain about it. And apparently, he's very upset because her property led him to believe she was richer than what she was. He sounds like a gold digger. So he assumed that she was incredibly rich. And when he found out that she got lucky, that annoyed him. So he was annoyed. When he found out she had good savings, he was happy again. And he's now telling her that with just a quarter of her money, he can show her how to invest and make real money. So that's the first post. I don't even know if we want to get into the second post.
It feels like an MLM or a pyramid scheme. It's, same thing, really.
It's very bold of you to go to someone and be like, you know how you're doing really well in life? As someone who's never done that, let me show you how to actually do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Anyway, look, I'm just going to sum up the update post because I don't want this to stretch on for too long. But she did break up with him with her family
Good.
Around. He got really argumentative. He didn't have much there anyway because it was mostly her furniture. He said he couldn't believe she'd break up with him over such a little thing, as if he hadn't spent 3 days yelling and ranting at her, and he finally left. So she was happy, all was good in the world, although he was texting and calling her like 24/7.
Oh, good.
Anyway, she got a call from one of his friends saying that he had broken up with her because she was cheating on him and he had caught her with different men in the house. So he sounds lovely. She did kind of clear it up with a friend, but apparently what's worse than all of this was that the man broke into her house when she was gone and, shall we say, politely defecated on her kitchen counter. He sounds like a very nice man, and he broke the back door off its hinges. So she will be now looking into some sort of, you know, legal ways to get him far away. All in all, I would say she is the good guy. I don't think...
She's not the bad guy here. I'm just going to, like... Quick shout out to any young boys listening out there. Don't do that.
Any young people. Any person.
Any people. Don't do that. That's not how you be around anyone at all. Just don't defecate on tables.
I can't believe we've had to say it. But there you go. Don't do that. Don't yell at your partner. Be nice. Sam, what are your thoughts? Any closing thoughts on it? It's a bit of a hefty one, I know.
It's very cut and dry, I feel.
Yeah, he was definitely in the right.
No. No, it was, I agree, it is a hefty one. But I'm happy that they broke up, and hopefully she can find someone who will be happy and not jealous.
That's the thing. I think that's what it was. It was jealousy, and he didn't cope with it very well. You know what? I think he was being a little bit of a tryhard when he was trying to suck up to her. This is Kian with Tryhard, fresh off the Sunday Sweet 16.
Satellite by Harry Styles and Tryhard by Kian. Now, Tryhard is actually from our Sweet 16. You can check that out every single week at sin.org.au or every single Sunday at 5 p.m. on the Sunday Sweet Show. Check it out. Tell them we said hi and you may just hear your new favourite song. But a little... a tidbit about Satellite. Satellite was actually played only live for quite a few years, and it was a huge kind of like a missing element in a lot of his discography, because people say it, and I agree, it's one of his best songs ever. And he only released it like last year. He's been playing it pretty much ever since the One Direction days. But yeah, I only thought to really release it recently.
It's finally out there.
Definitely.
You know, speaking of Satellite, you can find other things out in space. Specifically, the Star Trek fleet, would you call them that? What would you call them, Sam?
Starfleet, actually.
I'm so sorry.
Close enough.
I formally apologize to the
No,
Star
it's okay.
So you were saying, we were talking a little bit earlier, I should say, about Star Trek, and specifically Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
But we want to hear more about Star Trek.
That
Bianca.
We do. So... we talked earlier about the ethics of the particular episode, season 9, episode 15.
Season 6.
Season 6 even. I have to ask, because this is something that's always kind of been around. Star Trek is very heavy on its ethics and I guess its progressiveness as well.
Yeah, it's a show that likes, across all the series, they like to, you know, I guess, open these, like, ethical debates and ask the audience what they think.
I have to ask because there's one that comes to mind and I don't remember if I remember the conversation I remember hearing this from. There is a, I don't know which series this is, there is a robot character or a non-human...
Data?
That might be it. Correct me if I'm wrong. There is an episode, and this is only one that stood out to me as a kid, where they kind of battle with the what is sentience
argument. Yes.
Which we could go on for hours about, but...
Okay, this this is something that's actually been done with a few characters. So Data is definitely one, but I think the episode you're referring to was actually a different character. This is the Doctor from Star Trek Voyager. So he is the emergency medical hologram, and he has published a holo novel. So this is like... this is essentially... The holodeck is like this immersive... AR world where you can interact with all these different characters, and he's published his first, you know, holo program, and he's really, really proud of it. And his publisher tries to screw him over because the Doctor is a machine who wrote a story, so it's just computer generated, or that's how they view it. And so then Captain Janeway, who is his captain. They make the argument that the Doctor has expanded beyond his original programming and he is sentient and therefore, you know, deserves his credit as a writer.
Yeah. It does remind me of, I guess, the music label and artist battles that happened a lot during the late 80s and early 90s, where there was still that kind of like, oh, you work for us. You're not really human. You just put out music.
I feel like there's still a little bit of that
today. Oh, there definitely is.
Like, we're seeing this is a bit of a off topic, but with the music strikes happening on TikTok right now, with Universal saying that musicians aren't allowed to have their songs, musicians are actively kind of fighting against that, and they've got no agency right now because they're kind of owned, in quotes, by like, the music
studios.
Yeah,
and they can't promote their music the way they've been doing so for such a long time.
They've been leaking their own songs right now. It's really fun on Spotify. But it's sad that a topic like that is still having to be discussed. But that's the thing with, I feel like Star Trek and other shows like that, they're such like, they can be such trailblazers for social change. I don't know much about it, but I remember George Takei's kiss. He had one of the first interracial kisses, I believe, on Star Trek, and it was such a massive moment. I remember reading about it because I followed George Takei for a long time, but it almost like sunk the show because people were so upset by this. And it's crazy to think that that's only recent. Like, it was only 50 years ago.
It's the norm
now. But yeah, it would have been amazing to have such a popular show like that not be afraid to kind of upset people and to actually stand up for what it believes in. I like that about Star Trek.
I haven't actually seen that episode that you're referring to, but people are still talking about that kiss. And there's also another really interesting kiss on Deep Space Nine.
Yeah.
So this is back in season 4, set during the 90s. They actually had a storyline where two characters of the same gender have a kiss.
So it's very progressive for the time.
Definitely. For something that, for a lot of us, a lot of our listeners are probably hearing, going, oh, Star Trek, that was the show that was mentioned in Big Bang Theory, which I've got to ask you about in a second. It's really interesting to see how much it does kind of matter, I think there's better ways to put that, but it does really matter. I do have to ask, though, how do you as a Star Trek fan feel about, I guess, the representation that comes from a show like The Big Bang Theory?
To be honest, I haven't seen much of The Big Bang Theory, but I know that it's a show that is enjoyed by Sheldon and his friends. So I guess if we look at it as a bit of a nerdy show, it is a nerdy show. I've been trying to get my mum onto it for years and she will not like, budge. So I guess the moment you mention, you know, oh, they've got phasers and disruptors and tricorders, she's like, yeah, okay, I'm out.
I will say, just to the label of nerdy, nerdy gets such a bad rep. And it does. Don't understand why. Because being nerdy, like, I'm nerdy. Being nerdy is cool. Being nerdy is just loving something and being passionate about something. And I don't understand why sometimes we label things as nerdy, as if that's a bad thing to love and care about things. I think everyone should be a bit nerdier. It's cool to love things. It's cool to be passionate. And it's just, I'm so sick of people pretending it's cool to not care about things. But
definitely.
Look, unfortunately, I might be an undercover, well, this isn't the unfortunate part. I'm going to be an undercover Trekkie now while we listen to Undercover Martin by Two Door Cinema Club. You're listening to Get Serial on Sin.
Two Door Cinema Club with Undercover Martin. Wonderful song there. And unfortunately, we are reaching the end of the show. If you check your watches right now, it is 10 o'clock. And thank you so, so much for joining us. We talked about a whole bunch of stuff today. We had a wonderful guest in Sam. Thank you so much for joining us. I've got to ask before we leave off, where can people find Earl Grey if they want to listen in?
Okay, so Earl Grey is currently available on Spotify. This is like the streaming platform I'm promoting it on at the moment. So definitely go ahead and search it up there. You can also follow my Instagram for any updates about the show. This is Samantha_Fremont. So yeah, that is where you can find everything about Earl Grey. And we will be back on air tomorrow. So make sure you listen in. We've got an interview with Anna Dung.
What time will that be, roughly?
3 to 4 p.m.
Ooh, definitely check that one out even. We will be listening to that. But we are at the end of the show. If you want to keep up to date with anything Get Serial, and we will be promoting Earl Grey, that will be on Get Serial Sin Instagram, Get Serial Sin. We will also be on TikTok, Get Serial Sin. And if you want to keep up to date with any episodes, maybe you missed most of this episode, you can check it out on Get Serial Sin on Spotify, Omni FM, Google Podcast, or Apple Podcast. But with that, we are coming to the end of the show, and we do have one more song to send you out with. Here is Confidence by Ocean Alley. You might have heard this one off TikTok. You're, or you were, listening to Guest Serial on Sin.